Blog Talk Radio. And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Live Yahweh Radio, special edition call Thursday evening. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast, special edition call Thursday evening, is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio, Yahweh's Ministry. I be your host by name, your Seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series, a brand new series. This is part number 6 of Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible. A lot of mysteries in the Bible, and what we want to do, we want to really take a little look at that seven circle Quran that Noah Jouali got based upon the 64 pages. We'll take a look at them 64 pages, and we want to examine a lot of things, but we can't do much on the network. We're going to examine them things, some papers real good in classwork. So we're just going to wet your beak a little bit on some profound statement that was made, and we'll take it from there. So, Brother Yahdai Israel, if you get a minute, look, get that top part of the seventh circle. I want to look at the beginning of the writing, the beginning of, I think it's page 1, 2, and 3. Matter of fact, I want to take it on down to this head man that's over there in Mecca now, and he got a name called like Sultan. One of his name, Abbul, two of his name, third name, Aziz, fourth name, Ibl, fifth name, Suad. He got a long name, but one thing about it, he said he descendants of Hagar, now the head of the Holy Roman, the holy city of Mecca. He's the now head, and I want to make sure he's still the head of it right now. So we want to examine the first 2-3 copies with them pictures on. We got the picture of Noah Jouali and this guy right here. I want to examine a little bit of that coming out the gate. Examine some of that and see which way it goes from there. All right. Another live broadcast, top part of a special edition called Thursday evening. So we're going to peep on the internet side to see who all join us, and we'll get something going on. We see all the slouches still on the international side, 195 international countries. That's a great thing. And what's flashing out of New York? New York, 111-902. 111-902. 111-902 is flashing out of New York City. So we'll leave it like that, 111-902, and we'll bring in our Hill, and he'll tell you all about the 195 international countries, 111-902. Got a lot of memos in, so we want to take a look at some things that Yahweh said, and we want to take a look at them whole 64 pages. But like I said, it'll probably be a pretty long series, because I want to examine, I'm going to see, can that hold up? I remember a brother told me a long time ago, he was saying, you know, I like to get you in over in Mecca. I said, why so? I don't see, can you stand up? He said, I recall that. I want to see, can you stand up? So that's the same thing I want to do now. And from that conversation, that's been years ago, and now we could examine them 64 pages and see, can you stand up? So we now we got time to examine, you know, page by page. And like I said, this is the season to do so. I mean, you know, this came to the table, so we got to deal with it. New series on unlocking the biblical mysteries of the Bible. Tribe of YHDH, Yahdah. Who going to do it? Bosses over to his life. Who is that? Six anointed counselor, bosses over to his life. So, we're going to take a look at all this stuff right here. I'm very excited. I'm always excited to take care of Yahweh's business, because I want me all the James 5:20s I can get. because he taught me some good stuff. So there's something to be revealed. We know the lead tribe got to get on out there and make a move. 195 international countries, 111-902. Let's find out what Hill to bring him in and see what he got to say. What did Almighty put on him for tape number six? Brand new series, tape six. When you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Till, Yahweh beat your LC right.
And Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, the seed boy. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. We see like to me on the international side, they stack like brims to the rim. They got a lot of memos on there, but I'm going to take a little peep at a few of them while we unfold this thing. And 195 international countries. And there's a question on the table. I deal with it after I examine it and see that's what they're saying. 111-902. It's on the table, 111-902 there, Elder. So while you are getting all warmed up, we'll kind of examine some of these memos. And Brother Yahdai Israel, top pages where the pictures at, where the pictures of Noble Gerard, they got his hand all across his waistline. And then this one that's now in charge of the Mecca, the descendants of Hagar. We want to see what is they saying, and we want to examine evidence. We want to examine and see can they stand up. It take them many years for that to come up, but now we're going to examine and see can they stand up. I'm still taking to figure out their method. See can I stand up? Now we've been examining see can what you got on the table. Can it stand up, Mr. Tibbs? You're on the clock. Take your time. Come up.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And if I'm not mistaken, it looks like we have another increase in people that want to hear the words of Yahweh. 111,902 people, if I heard that correct. My, that's a lot of people that want to get some Yahweh in their system. And you know, I really can't blame everyone for wanting to listen to more of the words of Yahweh, because in this you can truly say, I have received correct righteousness. Well, you can reach out there and you can think that you're grabbing right, what seems right, but when you really find out what is right, you will notice that the majority will follow. This makes me think about when people come polluted with a lot of bad thoughts and evil spirits in their mind and body. I even seen someone possessed so much, I had to show this picture to a friend of mine. Their face was all distorted, and I couldn't hardly understand them. Yeah, they was really infected with something bad, getting the wrong word. This makes me think of looking in the book of Matthew's, chapter 10, verse number 1. Verse 1 says, and he had called unto him his 12 disciples, and he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness, all manner of disease. In Matthew chapter 12, verses 43 and 45, 43 says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. 45, then he goeth and taketh with himself seven other spirits, even more wicked than himself. They enter and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so, it will also be to this wicked generation. And this is partly what I mean. The wicked generation that we have right now, there's no medicine to cure that. We can reach out and try to give them all the medicine we can to cure their wicked imagination. You won't find none. But you will find the words of Yahweh. If they will open up their minds, we'll find that they can learn from a good teacher. As I said before, a teacher can't learn from his students because the teacher is the one with the word, having knowledge. He gains experience by teaching. Now, a student, he can learn from a good teacher and possibly learning to teach others the way of Yahweh one day. And this shows well in all of our six camps that teach, because many of us have came to hear the things that most of us can hear. And some listening, they could never understand. But that's without proper teaching. Many came to see things in the Bible, and they have the Bible in hand. And some looking, they never find what they're looking for. And it's the misinformed that can do none of these things. We have people that tell them to turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 1. We have to actually point it out and show them where it's at. That's why the word of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because it's the righteous that can reach out and show you which way to go. So to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, confusion, and Christianity, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. I guess you wonder, how can that one book reveal so much? Every time you turn the page with the righteous thing in mind, you read it already, but you find something different. This is why Yahuwah's word lets you know by connecting the books for your biblical education, you find that this does you good justice. Also for your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you found out what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open for your learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do, unless we have a special event. No, we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of the Sabbath, which has been often asked, the top part is Friday. You know, Sabbath usually goes from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. That's the Sabbath time. Friday starts at 7:30 to 10:30 for current time. Saturday, which is the bottom part of the Sabbath class, the temple class starts at 12 p.m. And the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under Big Lion, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device you possibly might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah your tenants of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now keep in mind, it does tell us in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. 8 says, will a man rob Yahuwah? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. That's why I always say, remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures in Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30, and in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 8, and verse 9. You'll find this is to keep this ministry bringing you thus says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, banquet hall, and radio station with land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, another good note. Don't forget to check our calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar is explained in biblical detail by Scripture what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. We also have a live program. It's a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You know, you can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. We're also using a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahweh's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, type in three words once again, Yahweh Radio Live. After clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just choose the program you were late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen, which is a good thing for others who maybe have missed some of our programs. You can always pick up a current program by following that procedure. We're now at the normal Broad Talk broadcast. We're on Pell Talk, simultaneously transmitting at the same time with crystal clear sound. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelite, Tribe of Yadah. This is where you'll find Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any topics on the discussed topics that we have will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Riding Shotgun. No comments will be taken off topics or multiple text questions answered, preferably any more than two. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will either block or restrict the misuse. And you'll find that if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pell Talk. Yahweh be with you all. But remember, as I've said many times before, sometimes good things need to be repetitive to stay in mind. When you're keeping the scriptures in mind, don't try to win the bump the gums contest. You will miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember that we rehearse the righteous act to learn the words of Yahweh, as I said before, in the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So this is why we say keep those Bibles open, possibly take notes to aid that memory, which the words of Yahweh is enabling you to remember what he has said. So I will turn our program back to our seer Israel. Find me a clean paper and take some notes too. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mr. Tibbs, I'm going to do the same thing. Take me some notes too. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to look at these memos, and I'm definitely going to take me some notes on what I'm hearing now. So, and we're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to see some things. We'll leave that like it is. All right. Another broadcast. A special edition called Thursday evening. We're gonna examine a lot of things, and like I said, I remember the brother say, I ain't gonna call him out. He said, "Brother, I'd like to take you over to Mecca and see if you stand up." And you see, seeking out stand up. So now that conversation have now came around like they came around the roots. Now I'm gonna see can these 64 pages. I mean, I don't have a ill spirit now. I don't think that. No. I just want to see can them 64 pages stand up. That's all. We want to see can that stand up, because this is a brand new series, and we got to unlock the Bible. And the only way you unlock the Bible, you got to take step by step, and he'll lead you all the way on what you got to do. That's why I be telling, the 69 accounts, don't take it for granted. And when we tell you to look up something and do something, don't put it off. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to keep it in your mind. All of a sudden, you get in your mind, you don't got away from you. Take great notes. Because when things be said, it be very important on things to come. And then when you put some, and when you put it to the side, it'll get away from you. And that's not a good thing, because it's a call on the six anointed camps to take care of this business. But we got to do it the way Yahweh tells us to do, in order he tells us to do it, in protocol. So when the say actually take a look at something, go get to it and get with it and get it out the way, because you never know what's in front, you know, what was said, because everything is called from the beginning of the foundation of the world. So I'll put it off, and I get back at that later. So then when you get back at it later, you ain't going to remember nothing. Yahweh done taken away from it. So we'll leave that like that, and we'll see what we can get on the table. I want to examine some more of Noble Drew Ali of seven circles of the Quran. 64 pages. He said make sure you understand that what he got is a little bit different from the Quran that was he came into tighten things up. So that's a good thing. So we're going to examine everything. We're going to do a lot of examining in this series. But right now we're going to examine off some Brother Yahdai Israel and see if he's ready to get on. You know, majority of the time he brings his A game anyway. So we'll just see what's going on with him. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Tribe of Yahdai Judah. Yahweh be there, I see you right.
Well, bless you, see Israel. I see you royal. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, brother. Brother Yahdai Israel. You feel your A game. You got your A on. You got your A working with you, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Give it what I got.
You give what you got? Well, you know that makes me happy to hear that kind of talk, that Brother Yahdai Israel, because you might remember, like your brother told me, he liked to take me to Mecca to see can I stand up, and that was very interesting. And I remember what came behind that is something I can't talk about on the airwaves. Behind that conversation, I can't do it on the airwaves. But if somebody would remind me what happened after that in person, and if I find that you were covenant keeper in person, I'll give you the answer what happened and on that. If you're a covenant keeper, see. So we have to identify some things according to his Bible. See, we, just like we're the people, we always got things as is black and white. You know, that is a thing from Satan the devil. This thing ain't about black and white. See, it's about the manipulation of something. And we're going to have to unfold you and show it ain't about black and white. You know? See, we're going to get at it, you know. See, we've been led to think it's about black or white and how they treated us. But it's a little bit more that got to be revealed. Oh, sure, they put a heavy boot on you, but it's a little bit more got to be revealed. And in this series, guess what? All of it will be revealed. So that's why we plead with the Six Anointed Camps, taking notes. And if you get a call to research something, don't put it off where you can't find your book to research something, because it's very important. That's what I know he's doing. Well, Yahdai Israel, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on there. Come on.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, before we get off into a seven circles of the Holy Quran, that Noble Drew Ali, page 1, 2, or 3, with the pictures, all the ones with the pictures on there, I want to open up in, Luke 24, 21 down to verse 25. listen to this conversation. To set the stage. And matter of fact, while you're in there, you're not going to throw 31 and 32 on the table at the same time. Luke chapter 24, 21 to 25, and 31 and 32. And matter of fact, I'll throw 45 in there just get warmed up. We'll get warmed up with Luke 24, 21 to 25, skip down to 31, 32, and 45. That's how we open up, brother. Y'all got Israel. You on the clock. Come out.
The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 21 through 25, verse 31 through 32, verse 45 reads. Book of Luke, chapter 24, verse number 21. We trusted, but it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. Besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Verse 22, yea, certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. Verse 23, and when they found not his body, they came saying, but they had also seen a vision of a minister spirit, which said that he was alive. Verse 24, and certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the woman had said. For him they saw not. Verse 25. Then he said unto them, O fool and slow of mind, to believe all that the seers have spoke. Verse 31. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Verse 32. They said one to another, did not our minds burn within us while he talked with us by the way, while he opened to us the scriptures. Verse 25. Then open ye their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures.
Mm-hmm. And when he came in the body, how was he according to 1 Ezra 8 verse 3? How was he conducting himself in 1 Ezra 8 verse 3? Down and 3 and skip down to verse 68. How did he conduct himself, Brother Yahdai Israel? Ezra chapter 8, verse 3 and 68. Let's see how he conducts himself that we can read that tonight.
The book of 1 Ezra chapter 8, verse 3, verse number 6 through 8 reads. Book of 1 Ezra chapter 8, verse number 3. As Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe being very ready in the Torah instruction of Moses that was given by the Yahweh of Israel. Verse number 6, in the 7th year of the reign of Artaxerxes, the 5th month, this was the king's 7th year. They went from Babylon in the 1st day of the 1st month, came to Yahdah Judah, who the word Jerusalem, according to the prosperous journey which Yahweh gave them. Verse 7, for Ezra had very great skill, so that he omitted nothing of the Torah instruction, commandments of Yahweh, but taught all Israel the ordinance and judgment. Verse 8. Now the copy of the commission, which was written from Artaxerxes, the king, came to Ezra, the priest and reader of the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and this that followed.
That's excellent. So now we got, that's a nice little foundation that both Yahweh Israel and. What do we say is, before we get off into the seventh circle of the Quran, what do we say is in the 33rd chapter of second book of Enoch, 33, 5 through 10? What do the 33rd chapter of the book of Enoch says, chapter 5 through 10? What do they say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The second book of Enoch, chapter 33, verse number 5 through 10 reads. Second Enoch, chapter 33, verse number 5. If I turn away my face, then all things will be destroyed. Verse 6. Apply your mind, Enoch. Know him who is speaking to you. Take the book there, which you yourself have written. Verse 7. I gave you Samuel and Raguel, led you upward with the books and go down to earth. Tell your sons all that I have told you and all that you have seen from the lower heaven up to my throne and all the troops. Verse number 8. For I created all forces. There is none that resists me, none that doeth not subject themselves to me. For all subject themselves to my kingdom and labor for my comfort. Verse number 9. Give them books of the handwriting, and they will read them. They will know that I am the creator of all things. Will understand how there is no other Yahweh but me. Verse 10. Let them destroy the book of your handwriting from children to children, generation to generation, nation to nation.
That's big talk there, Brother Yahweh, yes, sir. He made a whole lot of big talk in there now. What he says in 2nd Ezra. So Ezra pulled. He pulled that thing. That means Ezra pulled that verse. 2nd Ezra 6:6. Now he's heard some powerful talking right there. And he said, I'm the creator of the heaven and earth. That we just got to read that. That's in Ezra days. Ezra is the seventh from Adam. You mean the creator of heaven and earth is talking to Ezra? And he told Ezra, you the seven from heaven, but I'm the one made everything. That big talk going on the left side of the flood. And so Ezra pulled that in 6 verse 6. And what did Ezra say when he pulled that verse coming out of, you know, Enoch 33, 5 through 10? Come on, 6, 6.
The book of 2nd Ezra 6, verse number 6. Then did I consider these things. They were all made through me alone, and through none other. By me also shall they be ended, and by none other.
So the one that created the heaven and earth said, I'm the beginning of this thing. I'm the one started. I'm going to end it up. And so we precept that. When we precept that, the 3:9 in a book of, let's call that book called, when you precept 3:9 Ephesians, it should put exactly how it happened, but we can be a little bit clear about something. So exactly how it happened in 3 verse 9 of Ephesians, exactly who did what in 3 verse 9. But we came all the way out of Ezra from Enoch to Ezra, and we end up all the way into the Ephesians 3 verse 9 and see exactly what you're saying. What you're saying there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Ephesians 3. Verse number 9 reads, to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid, and Yahweh the Father created all things for the Son.
And so, you know, the series is part number 6, unlocking the biblical mysteries of the Bible. So we just got to unlocking something else. The one that's talking to Ezra, the one that's talking to Enoch, is the one that created the heaven and earth, that began with him, going in with him. And we find out that the Father gave him orders to do that, and that was Yahweh the Son. So you mean Yahweh the Son way back there with Enoch, Ezra, then he also was there to talk with the 10 tribes, the 12 tribes of Israel? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would happen. Now, Brother Yahweh Israel, let's just take a look at this, the first 3 pages. We know we just ain't gonna get off into it real good on it. But like I said again, we're gonna examine and see can that stand up. We wanna see can that stand up there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Give me the first page with the pictures on it and stuff like that on it. And just tell me what's up under there written there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's just all national audience here what's written that we all can read by going on your computer and pull up the seven circles Quran by Noah Jurali. See, right now we can bring it out now because you know why? It's easy for you to hide behind your curtain now and just pull up the 64 pages and follow along all your computer with. What do you say that, Brother Yahweh, on the introduction page, the first page, with the pictures on it and all that old good stuff. Help me out there, Brother Yahweh Israel. I think we're going to cover a little ground in this top part of the Sabbath come out. Top part of Thursday, special edition called Thursday evening.
I'm reading from the Holy Quran of the Moorish Science Temple of America, divinely prepared by the noble prophet Drew Ali. And it reads, page number one, title, Know Yourself and Allah. The genealogy of Yahweh the Son, polluted word Jesus. Life and works of Yahweh the Son, polluted word Jesus. In India, Europe, Africa, and the land of Egypt.
Read that again. I just want to lay it out exactly the way he got it, because he kind of got away from even that part. So we're gonna seek in that stand up. Start it over again, as Brother Yahdai is, right? Just come straight up with it as that read unfolds. Because we're gonna check some out there, Brother Yahdai is, right? We're gonna examine some things. So come with that page one more time. Just come straight up exactly the way you read, Neil. Just put it on the table. And we're going to see, can we see which way that'll go from there. One more time, that top page says, what again?
I'm reading from the Holy Quran of the Moorish Science Temple of America. And it reads, Know yourself and Allah, the genealogy of Jesus, life and works of Jesus in India, Europe, Africa, and the land of Egypt.
So Noah Drew Ali is telling the ones that now to know yourself in Jesus. He's letting you know Jesus had a ministry, and what's the name of the place that Jesus went? So he's going to cover Jesus' first 18 years of his life. So he's going to cover Jesus in his first 18 years of his life. And what places were he going to again now? Brother Yahdai Israel. Call him places out that he's going to.
The life and works of Jesus in India, Europe, Africa, and the land of Egypt.
Mm-hmm. So Noah Drew Ali said them are the main places that he's going to go to. So we got that part out the way. Let's go to page two. Now let's see what page two now, because we want this Get it out there now. So you see, Noah Drew Ali said the mission was for Jesus. Jesus went, and what he going to reveal is his first 18 years. And what was he doing that the record don't have in the 18 years? He was over in them places, which you just got to mention. What do you page two say?
Page number two, the divine instructions. By the prophet Noah Drew Ali, the industrious act of the Muslim of Northwest, Southwest Africa. These are the Moabites, Hamites, Canaanites, who were driven out of the land of Canaan by Joshua, polluted for Oshea, and received permission from the pharaohs of Egypt to settle in the portion of Egypt. In latter years, they themselves, these kingdoms are called that day, Morocco, Algiers, Tyres, and Tripoli.
Mm-hmm. So now we know that he said it was driven out by Joshua. They was driven out by Joshua. That's where they were driven out by Joshua there, Brother Yahdai Israel. See, that's good talk right there, too. Now, give me your page three. Now, you see, so now he getting ready to tell you the story how the Canaanites and give me again the name. See, listen, you anointed six counts. I hope that you just take notes on this, because I might ask you a question on something. You know, I might ask you something to refresh something back to my remember, but you ain't taking no notes. You just still fascinated. I don't, that's not good at all. So now, take some great notes, because it's something in here. Now, what would you say again that in that second part, again, Noah Drew Ali said in the second part What do you say again?
Second part of page two.
Yeah, yeah. Come on back with that again. I need to hear that again. You know, I need to hear that again. That's some big talk we just heard. We heard some big talk about Yahdaiah. I just want to hear it again now. Come on.
These are the Moabites, Hamites, Canaanites, who were driven out of the land of Canaan by Joshua and received permission from the Pharaoh of Egypt to settle in their portion of Egypt. In latter years, they themselves are called that day Morocco, Algiers, Tyre, and Tripoli.
Mm-hmm. Good. Oh, that is so much work. That's so much good stuff to do in that one. So now we got Noble Drew Ali reporting, and we got other writers too that tie in. That what was the name of them? What was the name of Mason that got driven out by? Now he just lumped them all together as one people. What was the Masons again that Brother Yahdaiah heard that Joshua ran out of the land? And then, see, one day soon, we're going to read down a little further, and they got a name for Joshua. They got a name from him in Noble Drew Ali writing. I don't want to say nothing about his name that they got on him and the white pillar stone that events about it, that even this historian in the 500 A.D., he wrote about it. We want to examine everything. We want to see can that story hold up. When you examine the story, that's what I'm trying to say, see, right? I don't want to see can that story hold up when you examine it. What was their name? Because we just heard them all lumped up as one people. So who is all as one people again there, Brother Yark? It's not that I didn't hear you. It's just something I just want to repeat it. Just like Yahweh might say something two times, but when he said third time, he's real serious. Not that I didn't hear you or don't know what you're on, but I'm doing something, you know, just like, let me give you a precept why I'm saying that. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 6 for me. I'm going to give you a precept why we're doing this, Brother Yahdaiah Israel. In the book of Isaiah chapter 6 there, Brother Yahdaiah Israel, there's a reason why we're doing this like that. Because we can read why we do what we do. In Isaiah chapter 6, let's see what we can find and pick up that verse number 5 down to 5 and 6. What it says in 5, 6, and 8. What do it say in 5, 6, and 8 in the second chapter, in the sixth chapter of Isaiah 5, 6, and verse 8? What it say, Brother Yahdaiah Israel, 5, 6, and verse 8?
The book of Isaiah chapter 6. Number 5, 6, verse number 8 reads, Book Isaiah 6, verse number 5. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, Yahweh of hosts. Verse 6, then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with a thumb from off the altar. Verse number 8, also I heard the voice of Yahweh saying, who shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me.
So you see, Yahweh, the Father and the Son, was talking. You know how you talk about a person in the locker room back in the days when you're at school? Just, man, that person says that stuff. But you talk to this person, but it's for the other person to hear. You can't say crap you did. See, we might say something, not that we don't know what the answer is, but we trying to paint a picture for those that's going to be in this spotlight of understanding and be prepared. So you got to be able to paint the picture. So we paint the picture, see, right? So we find out that know Drew Ali have painted a picture of all these nations is as one, and they was all together when the report of Joshua running all of them out of their land. See? So now all these peoples is one. Now read that again and find out that Noah Drew Ali have painted a picture. All these nations is one nation. Listen to the nation he called one nation. Come on, that brother Yahdai Israel. Back to that number two again.
Bring from page number two, and it reads, by the prophet Noah Drew Ali, the industrious acts of the Muslim of Northwest, Southwest Africa. These are the Moabites, Hamites, Canaanites, who were driven out of the land of Canaan by Joshua and received permission from the Pharaoh of Egypt to settle in the portion of Egypt.
Yes, you know. And what happened in 1913 in New Jersey, with that understanding you got, what happened that we can read happened in 1913? What happened in 1913 in New Jersey that we all can read together there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Can you help me out on what happened in 1913?
I'm reading from the online encyclopedia. Documentation is titled Moore's Science Temple of America, Early History, and it reads, in 1913, Drew Ali formed the Canaanite Temple in New York, Newark, New Jersey.
So in 1913, Noah Drew Ali, he set a headquarters up in New Jersey, and it was called the Canaanite headquarters. Now, good. We got two out there. Now, come on back to verse 3.
Verse number 3 reads, know thyself and your father, God, Allah. The genealogy of Jesus was 18 years of the events, life, works, and teaching in India, Europe, and Africa. These events occurred before he was 30 years of age. These secret lessons are for all of those who love Jesus and desire to know about his life, works, and teachings. Dear readers, do not falsely use these lessons. They are for good, peace, happiness, for all those that love the polluted word Jesus. Dear mother, teach these lessons to your little ones, that they may learn to love instead of hate. Dear fathers, by these lessons you can set your house in order, and your children will learn to love instead of to hate. The lessons of this pamphlet are not for sale, but for the sake of humanity. As I am a prophet, and the servant is worthy of his hire, you can receive this pamphlet at expenses. The reason these lessons have not been known is because the Muslims of India, Egypt, and Palestine had these secrets and kept them back from the outside world. And when the time appointed by Allah, they loosened the keys and freed these secrets. And for the first time in ages have these secrets been delivered into the hands of the Muslim of America. All authority and rights of publishing of this pamphlet of 1927.
Ain't that nice? Brother, have you imagined sometime that when you got a good meal on the table, you know, good greens to call, you say, you know, I don't even know where to start at. I mean, this is so good, I don't even know where to start at. I mean, sometimes you be saying, look at this great meal on the table right here. I don't even know where to start. Should I start in the middle of this great meal or at the end of it? You know? Brother Yahdai Israel, before time run out, you know, because we want to make sure your boy's ready to go. When I put my eyeball on his top on the Sabbath, then we're going to call you. But I want to hear that one more time, Brother Yahdai Israel. See, I like hearing good meals, but just let it lay out there. Because he, when he get out there, because I remember I'm not calling his name out, Big Dignitary. He said, you know, see, I love to take you to Mecca and see can you stand up. That's what he said to me. And like I said again, if anybody asked me that question, eyeball to eyeball, and I'll tell you what happened after that. But that was the question was, see, can you stand up in Mecca? Mm-hmm. So I just want to hear that one more time. This is part three. This is so now you must be informed where you can go on your computer and pull up the Seventh Circle Quran by Noble Jew Ali, 64 pages. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna examine quite a few of this in this series about, because you know, out of Noble Jew Ali, it came the teaching of Noble Jew Ali, it came Marcus Garvey, and Marcus Garvey and them met each other a lot of times. Matter of fact, when Marcus Garvey was in prison, Noble Jew Ali went and visited him, and we got even old notes showing that the Tribune of 1900 the defender, bear witness with that. We're going to bring it out, too. See, we're going to, you know, a brother, I didn't call him out name. He said, organization. He said, no, he said, you be on this network. You be teaching like you was back there with them. No, I wasn't back there with them. No, I don't go all the way back, you know, that time. He said, you be like you was really back there with them. Well, you can take that more ways than one. But the point we're making here, we're going to paint the picture. And we're going to bring everything up and sit around your lap. But we got to lay the foundation. So y'all have to suffer with the 690 camp as we lay this foundation out. But you got to be a great note taker. We'll get ready to read shortly. And also good stuff. But read that again. This is Article 3 of the Noble Jew Ali. It's addressed to the North American peoples and let them know, I'm going to shake y'all away. You need to go. You want of North America. And he left New Jersey and he moved to Chicago in 1925. And in 1929, he had a mysterious death. So we're going to leave that like it is, but we're going to tighten all this stuff up. He said the reason why he's coming from New Jersey to Chicago is for one reason. Very important. Because there's more people that's up under the Egyptologists, you know, the shrines of Egypt, more than New Jersey. But he got a rude awakening, and we're going to take care of that, too. We should not even get you that much. We just walk into everything. We're going to walk it down from 1913, 1925, 1929, and we're going to take it all the way to Marcus Garvey, as you know, as he passed in 1940. We're going to bring all this stuff and lay it into your lap and let you see this thing unfold itself. And make it real good. Let's read verse 3 again, Brother Yahjai Israel. Verse 3 again.
Read from the Holy Quran of the Moorish Science Temple of America, page number 3, and it reads, know thyself and your father, God, Allah. The genealogy of polluted word Jesus, with 18 years of the events, life, works, and teaching in India, Europe, and Africa. These events occurred before he was 30 years of age. These secret lessons are for all of those who love polluted word Jesus and desire to know about his life, works, and teaching. Dear readers, do not falsely use these lessons. They are for good, peace, and happiness for all those that love polluted word Jesus. Dear mothers, teach these lessons to your little ones that they may learn to love instead of hate. Dear fathers, by these lessons, you can set your house in order. Your children will learn to love instead of to hate. The lessons of this tablet are not for sale, but for the sake of humanity. As I am a prophet, and the servant is worthy of his hire, you can receive this pamphlet at expense. The reason these lessons have not been known is because the Muslims of India, Egypt, Palestine had these secrets and kept them back from the outside world. When the time appointed by Allah, they loosened the keys and freed these secrets. For the first time in ages have these secrets been delivered into the hands of the Muslim of America. All authority and rights of publishing of this pamphlet of 1927.
That's big talk, that's big talk. Now that'll get the best of them attention to we as 1, 2, and 3. Let's find the second Ezra, Brother Yahdai Israel, second Ezra chapter 14, pick up verse 35-48. Well, pick it out of verse 46. I don't think I need all that 46. Let's go to 2nd Ezra 14, pick up verse 35, about 46. We'll see, do we need 47 and 48? Well, okay, we'll take it on the first 48. And we're gonna get some on the table on cake number 6. That's proper talking. That's called bridge, big talking we hear and so far. Let's see what 2nd Ezra says. And before you read 2nd Ezra, read 2nd Enoch 35, 1, 2, and 3. Then read 2nd Ezra 14, 35 and 48. And that's what we do. Let's see what it says in 2nd Ezra. Thank you there, Brother Yahdai Ezra. 2nd Enoch 35, 1, 2, and 3. Then we're gonna look at 2nd Ezra 14, 35 to 48. That's my final verdict. You're the clock. Come on.
Second book of Enoch, chapter 35, verse number 1, 2, and 3 reads, book of second Enoch, 35, verse number 1. You will see that from their seed shall arise another generation long afterwards, but of them many will be full of very strong desires that are never satisfied. Verse number 2, he who raises that generation shall reveal the books of your writing of your fathers to them. You must point out the guardianship of the world to the faithful men and workers of my pleasure. Do not acknowledge my name in empty words. Verse number 3. They shall tell another generation. Those other who have been read shall afterwards be honored more than the first.
Mm-hmm. While you're so close to it, before you read that second verse, read 36 verse 2 this is so close to it. We might well knock out 36 verse 2 and 47, 1 down to verse 4, and then we'll see what 2nd Ezra 14, 35 to 40 to a close there. Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's look at that 2nd Ezra 36 verse 2. What you say?
Look at 2nd Enoch 36.
Yeah.
Verse number 2 reads.
Mm-hmm.
And that they may always keep my Torah instructions. Begin to read and absorb the books of your writings.
Mm-hmm. So you say you got to begin to read. You got to do a lot of reading, take notes, read the books of the writing that Enoch have received. So it got to be a little reading going on, not just ran back and, you know, and saying, well, you know, and then when it's time to deliver, we can't deliver. And I would tell you, get a nice separate book and put a nice big pad together and all of you will be able to read that book. Don't be all over the place. 2nd Ezra 47, 1, 2, 3, 4 says what?
Book of 2nd Ezra chapter 47, verse number 1 through 4 reads. 2nd Ezra 47, verse 1.
No, wait a minute. Enoch, I'm sorry, that brother Yahdai Israel. I'm still in Enoch. You know, I'm sorry. That's it. Still in Enoch. Enoch, 2nd Enoch 47. 1, 2, 3, 4. Then we'll get some 2nd Ezra. 2nd Enoch 47. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on.
The second book of Enoch, chapter 47, verse number 1 through 4. Verse number 1. And now my children, family, with your minds and your minds, Mark well the words of your father, which all have come to you from the Yahweh's lips. Verse number 2. Take these books of your father's writing and read them. Verse 3. For there are many books, and in them you will learn all Yahweh's works, all that has been from the beginning of creation, and will be until the end of time. Verse 4. If you would observe my writing, you will not sin against Yahweh, because there is no other except Yahweh in heaven, nor in earth, nor in the very lowest places, nor in the foundation.
Wait a minute, Brother Yahda Israel. Before we get that off, second element, that was a profound statement. He told him to do what? He told him to mark well. He told him to mark well, see, right? If he ever be telling you, take good notes, mark well. Mark well. So now when we read the 44th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, verse number 5, Let's see what he pulled that from. Let's see what Ezekiel 44 verse 5 say. He told him over here in the 47th chapter, mark well. And that's what we try to tell you. Mark well, see, right? Because it's going to come up. You got to mark well. It's going to come up on you. You know? Mark well. Now, this was pulled by the seal of Ezekiel, and 44 verse 5 says what?
The book of Ezekiel 44, verse number 5 reads, Yahweh said unto me, son of man, mark well, behold with thine eyes, hear with thine ears, all that I say unto thee, concerning all the ordinance of the temple of Yahweh, all the Torah instruction thereof, mark well the entering in of the temple, the very going forth of the temple.
You see, right? Mark well. So when we tell you to mark well, don't think that we can't pull none out and why we say what we say. Because Yahweh is telling that old seer, listen, you got to make sure you don't be worried about trying to memorize. You don't memorize nothing. Mark well. That's the game changer right there when you mark well. Oh yeah, I remember it. Yeah, you remember it. So that means you greater than Ezekiel. Because Yahweh told Ezekiel same way Enoch was told the same thing. Enoch told all his people to mark well. But all of a sudden you just want to remember something in your brain. Oh shit, can't get nowhere like that. Mark well. Now, Brother Yahda Israel, let's go get us second book of Ezra 14:35-48. In the closing statement. Let's see what we got.
Second book of Ezra, chapter 14, verse 35 to 48 reads. Second book of Ezra, chapter 14, verse 35. Verse 35, for after death shall the judgment come. When we shall live again, then shall the names of the righteous, Torah instruction keepers be manifest. And the works of the young Yahweh, Torah instruction breakers, shall be declared. Verse 36, let no man therefore come unto me now, nor seek after me these 40 days. Verse 37, so sanctify men as he commanded me. We went into the field and remained there. Verse 38, the next day, behold, a voice called me, saying, Ezra, open thy mouth and drink that I give thee to drink. Verse 39, then opened my mouth, and behold, he reached me a full cup, which was full of it, where it was water, but the color of it was like fire. Verse number 40. And I took it and drank. When I had drunk of it, my mind uttered understanding, and wisdom grew in my breast, and my spirit strengthened my memory. Verse 41. And my mouth was open and shut no more. Verse 42. The Most High gave understanding unto the five men. They wrote the wonderful vision of the night. They were told, which they knew not. They said 40 days. They wrote in the day, and at night they ate bread. Verse 43. As for me, I spake in the day, and I held not my tongue by night. Verse 44, in 40 days they wrote 204 books. Verse 45, and it came to pass when the 40 days were fulfilled that the Most High Yahweh spake, saying, the first that thou hast written, published openly, that the worthy and unworthy may read. Verse 46, but keep the 70 last, that thou mayest deliver them only to such as be as wise among the people. Verse 47, for in them is the spring of understanding, the fountain of wisdom, and the stream of knowledge. Verse 48, and I did so.
Yeah, and he did so. Now, precept that to the ninth chapter, verse number 11 of Ezekiel, and I did so. You see this? He told him exactly what to do. And when he was told he had big ears, little mouth, he got weird. He said, now, I got 5 men for you to take with you on the dock of the bay. And you will be talking, and all 5 of them got to be right. But they got to take them with a shut eye. But your mouth going to run day and night. Your mouth going to run day and night there, Ezra, Seer. Your mouth going to run day and night, but the 5 writers, they're going to be writing up. They're going to take them a little shut-eye, and 3 more going to take a little nap, and 2. It took 5 writers to keep up with this man, the seer. Israel. 5 men, that's it. And he was talking day and night until all those books were put to the table. Keep that in your mind. We're going somewhere with that, but keep that in your mind how the Almighty works. Then you got brothers who say, well, you know, I'm going to wait on him to tell me something. See? It don't work like that. That's the call we trying to make. It don't work like that. You hear me how it works? Who going to do the talking and who going to do the listening? You hear how the Bible says it works. When Yahweh intervenes with you, this is how it works. When he intervenes with you. But when you come up and saying, well, now I'm waiting on him to get back with me. See, you know, then after I'm a suspect on it. I know you're not a covenant keeper. So I get steady in it because you're not a covenant keeper because that ain't the way you operate. Now, what you got there, Brother Yagda Israel? You got something for me?
Ezekiel chapter 9.
The last verse says what?
Look at Ezekiel chapter 9, verse number 11. Behold, a man clothed with linen, which has the inkhorn by his side, reported the matter, saying, I have done as you have commanded me.
You see, that's how it works, right? You know, see, you know, our problem is, why do I got, listen, you know, when you're told to do something, just do it. Oh, my goodness. Brother Yahda Israel, until Yahvala, Yahvala, the top part of the 7 day. Drop your clothes down and you're on the clock. Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out, Seer Israel, a seed royal. Great work, team. To the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua. Excellent. Everybody out here already get his closing thoughts on tape number 6. And remember one thing, it will be on that big room called the Pale Talk Room. Any questions or comments, shoot it to him. Get in there and put a two in. Now the fear ain't going to say one word, but don't think I don't take notes. Oh, yeah, I'm a great note checker. I take notes. I ain't saying one word. Elder got that covered down. He can talk. Got a question? See ya. You know, and I write down some things because I love to write, especially when it's talking some dust said Yahweh. She can find me on this crowded network and bring him in and she can get his closing thoughts on tape number 6 over here. Hell, we're going to bring you back in for your closing thoughts and for you get prepared to short away on Pell Talk. So you on the clock, come on. What you saying, WCC? What are you saying? Seer, you just talked for an hour and we didn't understand the words you say. So we gonna mute Elder Mr. Till. Yeah? Where is your radio station? You do what you want. So, Till, we just get you on the end. Because one thing about it, see, what we bring to the table that, you know, remember the series is about unlocking the biblical mysteries of the Bible. See, it's just, a lot of things is a mystery of the Bible. It's a mystery, see, right? Because we just got through seeing here in 1, 2, and 3, and that's a lot of good stuff on the table. But who gonna go in and seek and hold up? Boys, number two is life. So we're going back to network. Fresh network and fine. Sister G is real. We just get back at it again. That's all we do. So we're seeking, we find Sister G is real, bring her in, and we'll get something going on. Then we'll take great notes. I'll get good information. So when you meet your sister with a loud voice, you say, Sister G is real. Tribe of Yahshua Judah.
Yahweh BJLC, right. Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, C Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, that's what the G is, right? Well, the series about unlocking biblical mysteries of the Bible. Unlocking mysteries. We just found out some pretty good things about mysteries a minute ago. But we found out that Noble Jew Ali, he got his, you know, he said he was going to unlock the mysteries and bring it to North America. But what did Isaiah say in 34, verse number 16 and 17? What did Isaiah say in 34, in the 34th chapter of Isaiah, verse 16 and 17? See, both Noble Jew Ali got a great meal on tape, 64 pages. We want to examine every last one on page and see if you can hold up with some books. What it says in Isaiah 54, 34, verse 16 and 17. What it says, Sister G. Israel, come up.
Isaiah chapter 34, verses 16 through 17. Seek you out of the book of Yahweh and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her meat. For my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them. 17. And he has cast the lot for them, and his hand has divided it unto them by line. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation shall they dwell therein.
That's if you seek out of this book. Let's precept that in Revelation 1, verse 3. Let's see. So he's saying if you stay in this book, you'll come out with some pretty good information. If you stay in this book, that's what he just said. So now John is getting ready to write the hereafter. But he got John halfway warmed up in Revelation 1, verse 3. What he said to John as he's getting him warmed up to write the hereafter, 1, verse 3.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
You got a blessing because he says a blessing. It's a blessing when you do some reading. But out of this book, it's a blessing when you do some reading. You know, all this, well, I got to go visit over here and give a little piece of this. No, it's blessing when you read out of this book. Let's read the last four verses in the 22nd chapter, the last book of Revelation. Look at the last four verses and see what it says. The last four verses in the 22nd chapter of this book. Let's see what he got written in the last four verses of the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation. What do you got written there, Sister G. Israel?
Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 21.
Sound good.
For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of this prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, Yahweh shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. 19. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Yahweh shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the righteous city, and from the things which are written in this book. 20. He which testifies these things says, surely I come quickly. Hallelujah. Even so come Yahuwah the Son. 21. The mercy of our Yahuwah the Son, the anointed Son, be with you all. Hallelujah.
So what he's saying now, if you jump down and you all over the place and you mess around and make a little oops and get outside of the main book, start doing some things. He says, I'm gonna, otherwise we break it down in layman terms, I'm gonna keep it. So if you're handling his word and you are not handling it rightfully the way I tell you, he said, right there, I'm gonna keep it. I mean, broke it down this plain. He said, I'm gonna tell you. So look for him to tell you that and what he say he gonna do, he gonna do. He said, I'm gonna kill you. And in 2 Ezra chapter 6, verse number 17 through 20 and 25 to 30. Let's see what Ezra, let's see what he got to say in 2nd book of Ezra chapter 6, verse 17 through 20, 25 through 30. He said, if you take away anything or add anything to what I got on the table, I'm going to kill you. See? That's what the man just said. Now, let me precept that real quick. Give me Titus 1 verse 2. He said, yeah, see, precept that to Titus 1 verse 2. And see, then we'll get this second answer. What it says in Titus 1 verse 2 there, Sister G. Israel?
Titus chapter 1 verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which Yahweh that cannot lie, promised before the world began.
So you see that? So a hope of eternal life, he ain't lying. He's telling you one thing. If you're bumming around with my book, dipping and dabbing with it, I'm going to kick you. He said, I'm not lying. There is a death. There go your precept. 2 Ezra chapter 6, verse 17 through 20, 25 through 30 says what?
2 Ezra chapter 6, verses 17 through 20 and 25 through 30. 2 Ezra chapter 6, verse 17. And it happened that when I had heard it, I stood up upon my feet and hearkened, and behold, there was a voice that spake, and the sound of it was like the sound of many waters. 18. And it said, behold, the days come that I will begin to draw near and to visit them that dwell upon the earth. 19. And will begin to make inquisition of them, what they be that have hurt unjustly with their unrighteousness, and when the affliction of Zion, polluted for a city of David, shall be fulfilled. 20. And when the world that shall begin to vanquish away shall be finished, then will I show these tokens. The books shall be opened before the firmament, and they shall see all together. 25 through 30. Whosoever remaineth from all these that I have told you shall escape and see my salvation and the end of your world. 26. And the men that are received shall see it, who have not tasted death from their birth, and the mind of the inhabitants shall be changed and turned into another meaning. 27, for evil shall be put out, and deceit shall be quenched. 28, as for faith, belief in the covenant, it shall flourish. Corruption shall be overcome, and the truth, which has been so long without fruit, shall be declared. 29, and when he talked with me, behold, I looked by little and little upon him before whom I stood. 30, these words said he unto me, I am come to show you the time of the night to come.
That's big talk of death, man. That's big talk of death. What did verse 17 say in the sixth chapter?
And it happened that when I had heard it, I stood up upon my feet and hearkened, and behold, there was a voice that spake, and the sound of it was like the sound of many waters.
Right there, good. So Ezra said, he said when he heard that voice, he got on his feet. He said it sounded like a sound of many waters, and this precept there and found out who in the world was talking to Ezra that we can read. Let's go to 1 verse 12 in Revelation, read down to get our point. The sound of, and find out who was this sound of many waters was talking to Ezra on the left side of Malachi. So let's find out exactly who was talking, well, not left side of Malachi, left side of Matthew. 14 books that get between Malachi and Matthew. So in there, he said, I stood on my feet. He said, when this voice was talking to me, I got up. Whatever I was doing, I stopped it, and I got to listen. Let's find out what's going on in 1 verse 12, and we'll read down and find out who was this voice and sound of men and water. Who is Ezra getting ready to listen to? Heads up, come on.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. 13. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. 14. His head and his hairs were like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. 15. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. 16. Mm-hmm. And he had...
Oh, right there. Boss made a watch. So, G. Israel, Ezra said when he heard the voice of many waters, he stopped what he was doing and listening. So who was that, when you precept the Bible, who was that voice of many waters that Ezra was looking at? Why, you know, voice of many waters. So who was that by name that Ezra was getting ready to have a conversation with?
This is Yahweh the Son.
Excellent. But you gotta bring that, you gotta make it plain. So that was Yahweh the Son right there. So they ain't a death day right there. He isn't Ezra day. Because when you precept your Bible over here, way over here, when he says in Ezra that he got on his feet. Because what he heard was the voice of many waters. Then we precept that to Revelation chapter 1. We find out That's Yahweh the Son he was listening to. You mean Yahweh the Son was back there with Ezra?
Yes.
He right? Yes. Do you know what it says in the book of Micah chapter 5 verse 3? Look what it says in Micah chapter 5 verse 3. Yeah? See, do you know that it's a statement written in Micah chapter 5 verse 3? What's written out for the Jew Israel?
Micah chapter 5 verse 3. Therefore will he give them up until the time is that she which travaileth has brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Verse 2.
2. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrath, though you be little among the thousands of Yahdah Judah, yet out of you shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting.
So you see, that's why, you know, we can really enjoy these 54 pages, that the world is not talking about, his going forward have been from old. His going forward have been from everlasting. And he makes it plain to you that in the fifth chapter, verse 36 and 37 or something, so we'd be mystified when we hear people talk outside of this Bible and they'd be very convincing. But then you have to be like a Berean in 17, verse 11, and see what it says in 5, 36, and 37. What it says, Sister G, Israel? St. John. Thank you, Sister G. St. John, chapter 5, verse 36 and 37.
John, chapter 5, verses 36 through 37. But I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. 37. And the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape.
So when you hear him talk, and they have a serious look on their face. Well, I'm waiting on the Father to tell me something. I'm waiting on the Father. Well, I ain't gonna make no decision until the Father tell me something. Do you know, that puts you up on the aisle suspect what the Son says, and hope he turn life. He said, I ain't lying about nothing. He said, I ain't lying about nothing. He just say, you heard the Father at any time we'll see his shit. See? You heard the Father at any time. Now he said the hope of eternal life. That Yahweh cannot lie. Comes for the beginning of the world, or end of the world, whatever. Now you on the spot now. Well, I'm waiting on the Father to tell me something. No, it don't work like that. The Son says, the Son says this in 6:44 and 45. Do what the Son says. In St. John 6:44 and 45. Get what the Son says, how it works. This how it works in 6:44 and 45. The new in hope of eternal life, which he cannot lie. Guess what he wrote to his followers to tell them in 6:44 and 45. What he says to Israel?
John chapter 6, verses 45. John chapter 6, verse 44. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. 45, it is written in the seers, and they shall be all taught of Yahuwah. Every man, therefore, that has heard and has learned of the Father cometh unto me.
Now, you see the man just said? So you, when you sit down and listen to people tell you about where I wait on the Father to tell me something, you just call Yahuwah the Son of Life. He said, it don't work like that. It's the first thing you got to do. You gotta come to me. Everything goes through me. I take it to the Father. And the Father says, okay, then he will say it's okay. But no, you don't bogart the Father, the Son, out the way to get to the Father. So when you hear people talk that talk, then we know one thing, you're not a covenant keeper. A covenant keeper don't make them kind of mistakes. Because if you're a covenant keeper, you have a 9:22 of Daniel working with you. What it says in Daniel 9:22? So you got to watch those that run the jibber jab through the pages of the book. Mm-hmm. Look what it says in Daniel 9:22 of Daniel. What is that for Jesus?
Daniel chapter 9, verse 22. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skill and understanding.
You see that? So, you know, all these divine leaders make a final statement, but then we want to know, well, what happened to the skill and understanding? Because the skill and understanding, you don't make these kind of errors if you are led by the Most High, whatever you want to call it, by your terminology. We call it by the four letters, YHWH, and that's the only name that can get you salvation, is the YHWH. What you mean, WCC? Yeah, that's it. Oh, our precept, 116:13 of the book of Psalms. Our precept of WCC, I don't have a problem precepting a verse. In the game, if we say something, we bet we can precept it. And we know that you ain't the aha, but you don't get no ahas here. 116:13, what it say in the book of Psalms?
Psalm chapter 116, verse 13. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahuwah.
Hey, how many letters is the depth of salvation after the Israel?
Four letters, YHWH.
Four letters. And Peter pulled that verse in 4, verse 12. Peter pulled it. Let's see what he said in Acts 4, 12. Peter pulled that verse. He waited 1,000 years later, and he pulled that verse from 116:13. Look what Peter said. The chief speaker of the nation of Israel. Look what he says in Acts 4, 12.
12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
See that? So you see what Peter said? He said, you're wasting your time if you use any other name. So the name of one name is going to get you some salvation. That's the four letters, YHWH. There's your death. And look what he says, and Isaiah pulled that 300 years prior to it, and 42 verse 8 of Isaiah. Isaiah, he pulled it. Let's see what Isaiah said in 42 verse 8. So we watch the best. We watch the best of them that say they own something, but we watch you all through the pages of the book. We know if you're a covenant keeper, you're all right. If you're not a covenant keeper, you're a suspect of doing anything. Because the covenant will check you. You won't say and do what you do if you're a covenant keeper. But when you're not a covenant keeper, a lot of things come out your mouth because you're not a covenant keeper. And that's where we make our mistake at. Now, I can hear the fathers have been saying, the world can't sustain by black and white. No, it's not. It's got to do with black and white. It got something to do with covenant keeping. If you're covenant keeping, we know you will be all right. But if you're not a covenant keeper, you suddenly say or do anything. That's the way it is. See, we're going to show that in this lesson, in this series right here. Because a lot of things we pat on the back. Like I just give the case in part. They have, every so many years, they have the Buffalo Soldiers. They invite them down to the White House, those that remain left, and they pat them on the back. What did the Buffalo Soldiers do? Andrew Jackson knew he could not catch the Gadites, the children of Israel. He could not whoop them. So you know what he did? He promised them 40 acres and a mule, and they became known as the Buffalo Soldiers. But guess what the Buffalo Soldiers doing? Chasing down people who look just like you, picking them up big time for Andrew Jackson, and that's how Andrew Jackson won. And that's going to be the history we're going to show you as we book unfolds. Every takedown that was been taken down, they couldn't have taken it down like you saying black and white. No. No. It was covenant keepers and non-covenant keepers. So when you're non-covenant keeper, you were suddenly make a deal. And that's what we're going to show you as lessons unfold. So you watch your wand is not a covenant keeper. It's something to do anything. Mm-hmm. It ain't about a black and white thing. It's about a covenant keeper. What's the reading of Sister Jean?
Isaiah 42, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
I am Yahuwah. That is my name, and my honor will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images.
How many letters is that?
Four letters, YHWH.
Yeah. So he's saying all the names you want to call them, you want to call them short and long name and all that. You tell out there, tell them that if you're going to be about my business, I'm not giving my honor to no other name than the four letters. It was every important 2 verse 8. So you watch them. They got all these other names. They can't call them by no name. They just call them the Most High. Well, you told you plainly, if you're not using the four letters, you ain't got nothing coming. Isaiah don't say it. Now, before Isaiah even said anything, look what it says in 23:13 of the book of Exodus. Look what Yahuwah said to the whole nation of Israel through Moses. He said something in 23 verse 13. What did he say in 23 verse 13? Exodus.
Exodus chapter 23 verse 13. Exodus chapter 23. Verse 13 reads, in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of false Yahuwah, neither let it be heard out of your mouth.
If I want another name to come out of the children of Israel's mouth, so if any believer stand before you ain't using the four letters, he's not led by the four letter name. Because the foundation said, the children of Israel, I don't want another name to come out of your mouth. So anytime a leader stand before you and they're using another name, do you know it's not led by the Bible of thus says Yahuwah? He said, be circumspect. That means watch yourself. And make no mention of another Yahuwah. Don't let it be coming out your mouth. That's what Moses told the children of Israel. See? That's why you got to watch the series. You watch everybody who plays the book. See when they make a gesture from the page of the book. If they don't make a page, oh, they got the same skin color. See, it ain't about a black and white. It's about a covenant keeper and a non-covenant keeper. If you keep the covenant, you make adjustment according to the Bible. You got to talk about the Bible said it. That's it. So in the 24th chapter of Leviticus, look what he says. Look what he got it written. He got it written exactly the outcome of in the 24th chapter of Leviticus. He got it written in the 24th chapter of Leviticus. Let's see what he got written in the 24th chapter of Leviticus, verse number 15 and 16. Now, he would be saying, we're going to see what he say. Moses, speaking from the spirit of Yahweh. Matter of fact, read 13 to get warmed up and skip down to verse 15 and 16. Let's see exactly what's going on. We all read together. 24, verse 13. Skip down to 15 and 16. Listen to it. Come on. Well, yes, this is G. Israel. Leviticus 24, verse
Leviticus
13, and skip down to verse 15 and 16.
Leviticus chapter 24, verses 13 and 15 through 16. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 15, and you shall speak unto the children of Israel, saying, whosoever curses the Kisiakwa shall bear his sin. 16. And he that blasphemeth the name of Yahweh, he shall surely be put to death. And all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger, as he that is born in the land, when he blasphemeth the name of Yahweh, shall be put to death.
So you see the man just said it. So you watch the one that's standing before you. They can be talking some good talk. But if they're not using the Bible name, then everything they said is just a waste of time in your ear. He said if you're not using the four letters, he's gonna keep. See, the leaders jump up and they get around it. All these leaders we get ready to read in the all these leaders from past, you know, the last thing they used was the four letters. He's telling you, if you're not using the four letters, I'm going to kill you. Hey, right now. If you're not using the four letters, I'm going to kill you. And 24 verse 1, Leviticus, who that doing all that talk? 24 verse 1.
Leviticus 24 verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
how many letters is that?
Four letters, YHWH.
Verse 13.
13. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
how many letters is that?
Four letters, YHWH.
And what did he say about the four letters in verse 16? What did he say about the four letters in verse 16?
16. And he that blasphemeth the name of Yahweh, he shall surely be put to death. And all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger, as he that is born in the land. When he blasphemeth the name of Yahweh, shall be put to death.
What did he say in 5:39 of St. John?
John.
What did he say in 5:39 of St. John?
John, chapter 5, verse 39. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me.
So who gonna kill you for using, for calling him by another name? So who gonna do the killing there, Sister G. Israel, that we can read? Mm-hmm. Sister G. Israel, who gonna do the killing that we can read?
I didn't read that.
You didn't know what?
I didn't read that.
I said the scriptures is coming from where? Where is the scriptures at?
Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me.
Okay, and what is the scriptures, Sister G. Israel?
What are the scriptures?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, from Genesis to Malachi.
No, the first five books the first five books is the scriptures. Search the scriptures. That's the first five books. First five books is talking about here. First five books. So, if the first five books is talking about him, and he is the one who told Moses to write Leviticus, so Leviticus is in the first five books. And he says, search the five books. That's me talking, and matter of fact, we'll back up a little bit. We'll come back to 39, pick up verse 45. And maybe you make a little more plain of that. Pick up verse 545. Pick up right there. And we'll read down and see what he says.
Say again.
St. John chapter 5, pick up verse 45. We'll read down
John,
and see what he says.
Chapter 5, verse 45. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. 46. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you, 47. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words?
Oh. So he telling his followers that going to take his word further that Moses wrote of him. What books did Moses write, Sister G. Israel? What is the books that Moses write?
Moses,
what is the
books? The first five books.
Oh,
the Torah instructions.
All right, good. Now let's read verse 39 again. With that understanding, let's read verse 39.
John chapter 5, verse 39. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me.
Oh, so the scriptures is talking about him. And what is the scriptures again that Moses wrote?
The Torah instructions, the first five books.
All right, now let's go back to Leviticus one more time, David, and let's see what he says. Since we now be clear that the Son is doing the talking, let's go back to the 24th chapter and see. Let's go back to the 24th chapter, and we'll take a look at what is the Son of Man. Matter of fact, read Genesis 1:1, and see if we pick up the Son in 1:1. Let's see if we pick him at 1:1. So you say everything Moses wrote was talking about him. So we should be able to pick up the Son in Genesis 1:1. Let's see what we find in 1:1.
Genesis chapter 1:1. In the beginning, Yahweh the Son created the heaven and the earth.
Good. All right. We got that. Now let's go to 24:1. And see what he said in Leviticus 24:1. Since we know that's the Son talking in the first five books, let's see what he says in 24:1 of Leviticus.
Leviticus chapter 24:1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
Okay, what Yahweh is speaking to Moses?
Yahweh the Son.
All right. Let's go to verse 13. Let's see if we pick him up again in verse 13.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
And what Yahweh speaking to Moses?
Yahweh the Son.
All right. And what did he say in verse number 15 and 16? Because we got Yahweh the Son doing all this great big talking. What did he say in verse 15 and 16?
And you shall speak unto the children of Israel, saying, whosoever curses the Hith Yahweh shall bear his sin. 16, and he that blasphemeth the name of Yahweh, he shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger, as he born in the land, when he blasphemeth the name of Yahweh, shall be put to death.
So now, what Yahweh said, I'm going to kill you if you got my name wrong.
Yahweh the Son.
Oh, okay. Let's get one more here to close the thing. Let's go to Luke, and let's see what he says in the book of Luke. Since we know Yahweh the Son is the one who said that, because he is the author of the first five books dictated to Moses. So now we go on and take a look at something that said in the closing statement in 9:27. And let's see what he's saying in Luke 9:27. What did he say there? Sister G. Israel 9:27.
Luke chapter 9, verse 27. But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here, but shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Let's get down to 19, verse 27.
Oh, 19. Luke chapter 19, verse 27. But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me.
I guess so. Even those of my enemies bring me before me too. So he's going to get an order to do some killing if you ain't got the name right, if you ain't got the company right. He said, otherwise, you're an enemy to them. He said, now bring them all before me and let me sit on my throne and then kill them before me. Is that what he says to Jesus?
That's what he said. Kill them before me.
All right. Excellent. Close the statement. You're on the clock. Come on.
Thank you, Sir Israel, for connecting the books. And Seed Royal, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So there it is. So now the Yahweh is talking. So he's saying those that's in leadership position, you can talk all you want, but if you ain't got the name right, the four letters, I'm going to kill you. And we just ran that down in grand style. So you got to have a name right. Do your time going to run short? So watch the leaders. They got many things to say, but they never have the name right. And that's why we're going to take a look at the 64 pages, and we're going to wonder, well, why things happen. He's telling you why. You must have the name right, and the name will get you the company right. So we'll leave that like it is. Get your mind, Sister G is ready. At 7:30 tomorrow evening, we'll get back on whatever he did at that time. So we'll now be going to find the mothers and bring the mothers in. And we'll see what kind of comment they got for this national audience by starting with Mother Z. And start bring Mother Z in and see what she got to say to this national audience on this special edition called Thursday Evening. So when you meet the mothers out, Camp 1, with a loud voice, you say, Mother Z. Kaba Yahweh Judah. Yahweh be to see you right.
Yahweh bless and keep you, see Israel, royal seed. And I would just like to say to the national audience that, you know, in the book of James, the fifth chapter, and it reads in about when you are sick. And I'm just going to start reading at verse 18. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Verse 19, brethren, if any among you be ill or but for the, wait a minute, if any of you do ill for the truth and one covered him, verse 20, let him know that, am I reading the right verse? Let him know that he which convert the sinner from the errors of his ways shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sin. I was reading about, I read the wrong thing, but that is about if you go out there and tell somebody about what does said Yahweh's word, and they listen and come in to, start studying his word and doing what the word tell us to do, that you save yourself, convert yourself from a multitude of sins. And that's what I have to say, but that's not about the if any among you is afflicted, sorry. That's about saving a sinner, sorry. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's in the book of James that we'll probably cover a little bit of that, because he do say it's one thing. He make a final statement in the book of James pertaining to that name. He tell you what name to call over the people, what name to call on them. And we watched many broadcasts on that one I say, and the last name we hear what he said call on, and we might take a look at that since that's on the table. You might take a look at that, Moses. So excellent on your part. That's an excellent point you brought out. So we just might, it wasn't no accident to bring that point up. So I guess we might examine that point a little bit later in the broadcast about, we told you, bottom line is, as we examine these 54 pages, we watch all these big dignitaries, and we look at this Bible. This Bible tells you this is the way to go. But we don't see this part of it on the table. But they say everything comes from the vine, from the big man upstairs. We got to check it out. Kicking that hole up. But we look at what is that. We're going to look for Mother Eve and see what she want to tell this national audience, what's on her mind, and what the Almighty has laid on her through the scriptures, to see what she got to say. So when you meet your mothers out of Camp 1, Mother E, Tribe of Yahda Judah, Yahweh bless you to see you great.
Yahweh bless you, dear Israel. Let's see you all. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother E. So get in that microphone and see what do you want to tell us in national audience. They pack it everywhere. So what kind of wisdom you want to give them before we get to doing a little reading on the clock come out?
I would just like to say that we're going to be tempted of Satan, because in Matthew 4:1-11, that it tells us how that Satan tried to tempt Yahweh the throne. And I'm going to start reading it. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1-11. Then was Yahweh led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry. And when the tempter came to him
He said, if thou be the son of Yahweh, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh. Verse 5, then the devil took him up into a righteous city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and shut up and said unto him, if thou be the son of Yahweh, cast thyself down, for it is written, he that giveth his angels charge concerning thee, and in thy hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou cast thy foot. Yahweh said unto him, it is written, again, thus said, thou shall not tempt Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 8. Again, the devil taking him up into an excellent high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the honor of them. Verse 9. And he said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Yahweh unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship Yahweh, your Yahweh, and him only shall you serve. Verse 11, then the devil leaving him, and behold, the ministering spirit came and ministered unto him. So this said, now, Yahweh telling Satan that every word in the Bible, and this is what we got to believe in, because Satan gonna tempt us. He gonna come to us, and this let us know if he comes to the Son, he gonna come to us, and we gonna be tempted at him. But then we got to do like Adam and Eve. We got to stay prayed up that when the tempters come, you be able to overcome. Because the tempters gonna come to us. If it comes to Yahweh the Son, it's so not gonna come to the Father. So we got to be prayed up that when the tempters come, we be able to withstand the tempters of Satan. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. That's right. Oh, he's definitely coming. And no doubt about it, he's definitely going to come. And that's why that's why I said in the part of the lesson, this thing is not about black and white. See, when you're covenant keeper, it's a difference. See, when you're covenant keeper, you will see things according to the covenant. But when you're not a covenant keeper, you're not going to see things as a covenant keeper. That's why I said, you know, see, that's what, like we use, for example, the Buffalo Soldiers. The Buffalo Soldiers, they the one that helped, because they was able to blend in with the one of Gadites. And the Buffalo Soldiers got a medal and got a parcel of a land. And they really proud of that, but they checking down their brother. So it's not about black and white as the series unfolds. It's about a covenant keeper and a non-covenant keeper. Those that don't keep the covenant, you're going to know by their spirit. And those that keep the covenant, you're going to know them by their spirit. So all you got to do is watch things according to the way Yahweh has designed it and laid it out. And that's the key right there. You'll know them by their fruit. Is you a covenant keeper? Or you're not a covenant keeper. And when you're not a covenant keeper, you're something to say or do anything. And that's what's written in the book. So we're going to go and see and find Mother D.F. Israel. We're going to bring Mother D.F. Israel and see what she got to say to this national audience. Because one thing about it, see, Ray, this book right here, it's going to, I better make a note of that, 32, 23. I better make a note of that because we're going to come back with that verse in the book of Numbers. Come back with that verse. So when you meet the mothers out of camp, one with a loud voice, you say, Mother D.F. Israel. Yahweh B.J.L. C. Roy.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that Mother D.F. Israel. Well, you heard quite a lot on the network. And so now, but we in the business of winning souls. And what do you want to tell this national audience as they listen to all of the known world? The world is listening, Mother D.F. Israel. So what did the Almighty put on you through scripture to tell this national audience? You're the clock, come on.
Well, I want to start out with saying this, but I got some more to do. But I'm going to start out with Luke chapter 24, verses 31 and 32, how this is what's going on. And their eyes was open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Verse 32. And they said one to another, did not our minds burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? So earlier today, before I had got on the broadcast, I prayed and asked the righteous spirit to come in and to guide me on what the subject matter is. So I got my book of Enoch, and I open up to Jubilee chapter 22, and this is what came to my attention. Speaking on the same line of the teaching that you're doing now about that Jew Ali, the Canaanite. Okay, it reads in verse 16, Jubilee 22:16. Separate yourself from the nation and eat not with them, and do not according to their works, and become not their associate, for their works are unclean, and all their ways are a pollution and an abomination and uncleanness. 17. They offer their sacrifice to death, and they worship evil spirits, and they eat over the grave. And all their works are vanity and nothingness. Verse 18. They have no mind to understand, and their eyes do not see what their works are and how they err in saying, a piece of wood, thou art my Yahweh, and a stone, thou art my Yahweh, and thou art my deliverer. And they have no mind. 19. And as for you, my son Israel, may the most high Yahweh help you, and Yahweh of heaven bless you, and remove you from their uncleanness and from all their error. Be thou ware, my son Israel, of taking a wife from any seed of the daughters of Canaan. For all his seed is to be rooted out of the earth. For owning to the sins of Ham, Canaan error, and all his seed will be destroyed from off the earth, and all the residue thereof, and none springing from him
will be saved on the day of judgment.
Yeah.
So that's the continuation of what you are, the lesson that you are on. So this is what the righteous spirit gave me. Hallelujah, Kwa. Hallelujah, Kwa. Hallelujah, Kwa.
That's excellent. So you see, and like I said again, as we examine these 64 pages of Nova Duality, first temple that he put up was the Canaanites. A Canaanite says this is his place for the Canaanites at. And the teaching of Nova Duality go down to Marcus Garvey to Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
From Muhammad down to Louis Farrakhan. They all in the same line, and Master Barah, Muhammad came in. The sinners of Esau came from Syria. So he came in and he divided the camps up. We're going to teach them all that. So the point we're making here is this, that this is a big series that's going to come up. A lot of information will come up, and you're going to find out a lot of things on the way of finding out things, because in this series, it's unlocking the biblical mysteries. And now we're going to find out what the biblical mysteries is, so far, in this lesson right here. If you're not using the name of the four letters, the man said, I'm going to kill you. Now, that's written in the book. It's written in the book what he's going to do, and we precept that to find out exactly who's going to do the killing. And it's Yahweh the Son. And so, you know, I know this ministry is not a likable ministry, but let's tell you one thing, what we telling you on the table, it got to come out that you can read. So we're going to read a little bit more of that, because we just prepared to meet you where you're at. And look at that, CC said, precept to that on the left side of the book about the name. I'm going to kill you the side for a little bit. Well, WCC, we know you want to get your little shot in there. Well, I'll tell you what we do. We'll bring the mother in. Mother in, we'll take a look at and see if in the precept about if you ain't got the name right, the man going to kill you. So you know who the man is going to kill you, and that's Yahweh the Son. Right? Right. That's why the Son made a final statement, Mother. He said something in St. John 5:43 when he came into the body. Let's see what he said when he came to the body in St. John 5:43. We might entertain that just a little bit, but we only entertain it through scripture. We only comment after hearing something. And St. John 5:43, what do we say there, Mother Eve, St. John 5:43?
Look at St. John chapter 5:43. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive.
So he said he come in his Father's name. And what do we say is about the Father's name in the 14th chapter, verse 1 of End Time Prophecy? Let's see what he says. Because there's no accident when statements come up. And this is where we're going to see who is what you're working with, because you only supposed to go into the Bible and connect the books on any type of statement. You both go read the book and connect the books. He said, come in his Father's name. In the 14th chapter, what he says in Revelation there, Mother Eve, in the 14th chapter, verse 1, pertaining to the Father's name.
Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the mount. And with him 144 having his Father's name written in their forehead.
So the ones that's going to make it and to be believers, they got to have what name in their head, their mother E, what name they got to have in their head, according to verse 14. Oh! So the ones that going to do the teaching, the 144,000, what name they got to have in their forehead that we can read again?
Okay. And 144,000 has in their father's name written in their forehead.
Uh-huh. So to be a teacher in Yahweh's business, who name you got to have in your forehead there, Mother E?
The father's name. Yahweh's song.
You mean the Bible says that? The Bible is telling us what name we got to have. So now when you know when you're watching that, what I say, and you see them sweating and they look so serious. But do you ever just look at the Bible and look at the ones talking? He said the one that's going to make it got to have the Father's name written in the head if you're going to get to what you got to get to. You got to have the Father's name. Psalm said, I came in the Father's name. Now, so when you start putting that together, then when we read 9:16 of the book of Exodus, come out of the first five books, what do we say there, Mother E? In Exodus chapter 9, verse 16. What do the first five books say? In Exodus 9:16.
Okay. Exodus 9:16.
What does 9:16 say? And Mother D up Israel have me back in Chronicles 15:13-15 waiting on me. See, it's no accident when things are said and goes out. So it's up to you now to go and never try to win a bump the gun contest. Go into the Bible and get busy. Now see, can we get busy a little bit in the Bible? I got the WCC. I know you want to preach up. Tell one of them. But we want to go it the way we want to go it. Let's see what we got. What you reading that, Mother?
Exodus 9:16.
Mm-hmm.
Exodus chapter 9, verse 16. And in very deed, for this cause, have I raised thee up for to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth.
So what do Yahweh want to be done for all earth? What do he want by the one that he did his word? What do he want? The first thing he wants is what? According to 9:16 now, Mother. What do he want?
That my name be declared throughout all the earth.
Oh. So that's what he wants to be done first. He wants the first thing you supposed to put on the table is his name. He wants his name to be out in all the earth. His name, see, right? He came in his father's name. If you're going to be a teacher in the 14th chapter, you got to have a father's name in your forehead. Heavenly Chapter 10, you got to have the name. I want my name. The first thing I want is my name throughout all earth. Now, come on back one more time, that mother, and let's see exactly the leaders, what they got to do. Let's go to Daniel chapter 9, verse number 6. Let's see it say in Daniel 9, verse 6. 9, verse 6, and verse number 10. Daniel chapter 9, verse 6, and verse 10.
The book of Daniel chapter 9. Verse 10. Daniel chapter 9, verse 6. Neither have we listened unto this servant, this seer, which speak in the name of our king, our prince, and our father, and to all the people of the land. Verse 10. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Yahweh, our Yahweh, to walk in his Torah instruction, which he set before us. by his servant, the seer.
Ain't that something? So you see, the seer got to look at what this Bible says. Seer means the man of Yahweh, a leader of Yahweh. But how are you going to be in that position and you not using the name? Mother E, how many letters there is in verse number 10? How many letters you got to use?
Four letters.
Y-H-W-H. So there you see right here. So the ones that, so when you find out who's who, you just watch and all around the world. Who is teaching and open the books by using the four letters? Then you will say, wait a minute. I don't be hearing them four letters used but by one ministry. Then you start getting a clue what's really going on. All righty. So now, WCC ain't forgot about the precepts. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 15. Verse 13 out of 15. See, we ain't forgot about the precept, you said. Well, that's big business. If we ain't using the name, we're going to put to death. Well, that's what he said. Let's see what he said in 2 Chronicles 15, 13 through 15, Mo'd of Israel. We're going to see what he say. Mo'd of Israel, we're going to see what he say in the book called 2 Chronicles chapter 15, 13 through 15. Now, hear what I'm saying now. We go and see what is said, and we're going to see if we do a little, some more precept on it. 2 Chronicles 15, 13 through 15. Mother D.F. Israel, come up.
2 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 13 to 15. Verse 13. That whosoever would not seek Yahweh of Israel, should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. Verse 14. And they swore unto Yahweh with a loud voice, and with shouting, and with trumpets, and with cornets. Verse 15. And all Yahweh Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their minds, and sought him with all their whole desire, and he was found of them. And Yahweh gave them rest round about.
You mean Judah heard the message? Yeah, Judah heard the message. So Judah gonna hear the message. See, Judah heard the message. You see what he said? And what was the message in 15, 13? See, Judah heard it. See, that's why you, one thing about it, Judah gonna hear the message. What message did Judah hear in 15, 13?
2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 13. That whosoever would not seek Yahweh of Israel, should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman.
You mean if you don't seek the Yahweh of Israel, what's going to happen again, Mo? According to that verse there, what's going to happen if you don't seek the Yahweh of Israel? Not the Yahweh of the Muslim, not the Yahweh of the Christian, not the mighty one of the Christian, not the mighty one of Islam. If you don't seek who, then what's going to happen? According to verse 13, what does it say again?
You should be put to death.
You mean you can read that? That's in the Bible?
Let's go to
Malachi chapter 3, verse 16 through 18. So if you don't have a program of the YHWH, the son, the man gonna kick you.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 16 through 18. Verse 16. Then they that fear Yahuwah spake often one to another, and Yahuwah listened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yahuwah and that thought upon his name. Verse 17, and they shall be mine, says Yahuwah of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own sons and daughters that serve him. Verse 18, then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that served Yahuwah and him that served him not.
What is he saying in 16 through 18? That we all can get the same understanding. What is he saying?
He got a book of remembrance on those that thought upon his name.
And they're going to be who?
They're going to be his sons and daughters.
Oh, the one that thought on his name.
Yes.
He got a book of remembrance. I don't know what he needs a book for, but he got one. He said, the one that thought on his name.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be, I make up my jewels.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to those that do not have the name? Let's go to the fourth chapter, maybe 1, 2, and 3. Let's find out if you do not have the name, what can we read if you do not have the name? Let's see, is there anything we can read if you do not have the name?
Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. Verse 1, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, says Yahuwah of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Verse 2, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son, S-U-N, of righteousness, the Son of righteousness, arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as a, I don't know that word, is that a cow or the stalls? Verse 3.
First letter of it, keep it moving.
Okay. Grow up as a sea of the stall. Verse 3. And you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ash under the sole of your feet in the day that I shall do this, says Yahuwah of hosts.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, is he talking about his name again?
Yes.
And what did he say if you ain't got his name right again? What will happen to you according to what he told Malachi?
This going to be the wicked. You're going to be ashes on the soul.
Go back up a little bit and see if you can get a little read. If you can get a little read, what's going to happen? Come back to verse 1.
Let's see what will happen if you ain't got the name right. Okay, Malachi 4:1. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that coming shall burn them up, says Yahuwah of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. And we burn up.
What's going to happen?
They're going to be burned up.
You read that in the Bible?
Yeah.
What did verse 2 say here?
Verse 2. But unto you that fear my name.
So the one that fear the name, there you go there. So the one that fear the name, he got blessings coming for those that fear the name. Those that do not have the name, what can happen again? And 4 verse 1. Now these are the ones that want to call him any other name than the name he say. Now look what he says again. One more time, look what happened to you if you ain't got the name right. To all the leaders, all the great big camps, listen to what he's saying if you ain't got the name right according to Malachi and 4 verse 1.
Okay. Malachi chapter 4, verse 1. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, says Yahuwah of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch.
Amos 3 verse 7 say? What do Amos 3 verse 7 say behind that? And mother, he held me the book of Enoch, chapter, the first book of Enoch, and we're looking at verse 6 and 7. We're going to the first book of Enoch, see the eat. Do Enoch know anything about this? We're going to Enoch chapter 40. And we're looking at verse 6 and 7. And Enoch 41, verse 2. We're going to find out something in a minute after Mother D.F. Israel read Amos 3, verse 7. Amos 3, verse 7.
Surely Yahuwah will do nothing but he revealeth his secret unto his servant, the seer.
You mean that Bible said that? The Bible said that? The Bible is telling you, okay, now I know you're trying to figure out, okay then, what do I believe behind that? Most dear of Israel, this is fine what the Bible says you believe. Acts 15:15. So now you had a standstill. Cause I know my father's father, they never called the name YHWH. They never called on it. Well, he tell you exactly when I wake him up, we gonna read that too. See, you got to be, you understand something. Either you're covenant keeper or you're not. The covenant keeper is going to hear the word and make a judgment. Those that's not the covenant keeper is not going to hear it, and they're going to roll the dice. And I'll tell you now, you're going to lose. Why? We read, and we're going to read a little bit more. What you read now, Mother Israel?
Acts 15:15.
What does it say?
And to this agree the word of the seers, as it is written.
He tell you what, you don't know what to believe. He tell you what to believe. He tell you believe and see him, because they're going to give it to you as it is. Well, I don't know what to believe. Okay, then the Bible is answering your question. Let's believe. 24:15, the precept, Mother G.F. Israel. Give me a precept on that. Or Luke 24:15. I don't know what to believe now. I'm wrong. My mama called on another name. My daddy called on another name. My brother called on another name. Well, you got to tell me what it is. You tell your name. What's the name going to do? This is tape number 6. You ought to put it to him. If you got any of them in the 4 letters, your income, I don't care what you're doing, He's going to burn you in the fire. He's just reading it right there. He's going to get you. So here's what the leaders will be telling you. If you ain't got the name right, the man going to burn you in the fire. He's all written in his book. It's written in the book. What verse you read?
You say Luke 24:15.
Yeah, make it Luke. Let's see, because we're going to get one more precept on what to believe. And Luke 24, 25, we want to find out what. I'm confused now, because I know my mama is sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Okay, good. I know my dad is sanctified with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, good. But what is Yahweh saying? Do you believe Yahweh saying? Then you got to go back and see what he's saying. See, it got to be a ministry that ain't, don't worry about the pastor on the back, just go read his Bible. And this is what his Bible says from 24:25. What does it say? Luke 24:25.
Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of mind, to believe all that the seers have spoken.
What did he call you if you don't believe the seer? What did he call you? The Bible said that?
Yeah.
Let's run through the book of Enoch, and let's see what Enoch knew about this. We're going to Enoch chapter 40, verse 6 and 7. Let's see what Enoch knew about this. Enoch, chapter, the first book of Enoch, chapter 40, verse 6 and 7. What did it say there, Mother E?
First book of Enoch, chapter 40, verses 6 and 7.
Yes.
First book of Enoch, chapter 40, verses 6 and verse 7, read. Verse 6, and the third voice I heard, prayer. And the third voice I heard, praying, and intercede for those who live on the earth, and prayer in the name of the Yahweh Spirit. Verse 7. And I heard the fourth voice sending off the saints.
Fending off the faith.
Satan.
So it will be some faith. Wait a minute, mother. He says, I heard the four boys fending off the saints. Let's find out what make you saints. He said, a four boys was defending them off, and they was called saints. Oh, wow, they the child of Satan. So some people that was saved, and this fourth was holding them off. Go ahead.
Okay. And forbidding them to come before the Yahweh of spirit to accuse them who dwell on the earth.
So it was some peoples that was, they was trying to plead their cause. They were trying to plead their cause to Yahweh. But the fourth was holding them off. He was calling them saints with the S to it. Let's see, why was he calling them saints? 41 verse 2.
Book of Enoch, first book of Enoch, chapter 41, verse 2. And there I saw
the mansions.
Nations And there I saw the mansion of the elect, and the mansion of the righteous, and my eyes was all there, and my eyes saw all the sinners being driven from thee, which denied the name of the Yahweh of Spirit.
Mm.
And they were dragging off, and they could not live because of the punishment which proceeded from the Yahweh of Spirit.
Mm.
Hey, that, you mean that's in the book too?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Wow. Close the tape behind that and Moses of Israel, be ready to read that verse again. You mean that the ones that do not keep the name, they're called Satan. And then they tried to plead their cause. The reason why they couldn't use the name. Well, I've never heard the name. And the big member spirit said, no, too late. You heard the people told you about the name, it's four letters. You had it written down, I'm going to kill you, you got the name right. So now we can put the book of Enoch and send the end of those that refused to use the four letters. And then when they try to plead their cause, we're going to read from Mother Eve of Israel after the closing statement of Mother Eve. Mother Eve, excellent again on your part. Closing statement has come out.
My closing statement is in the book of Amos, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Hear the words of the Yahweh spoken against you, O children, O family of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins. Hallelujah.
Now, before we read, put a marker there, Mosaic Israel. I want to run to the book called James 5. I'm going to check out something on the table. Just find out. It will be something else that we're going to find out in writing. And we're going to all read them together. What it says in James chapter 5 and Peter verse 13 down to verse 16. Let's see what he told his brother to put in right in the Bible. James chapter 5 verse 13 to 16.
Okay, James chapter 5, verses what?
13 to 16. Then we're going back and get back to what Enoch told. 13 to 16.
Yeah. James chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Verse 13. If any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing Psalm 14. If any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the congregation and let them pray over, anointing him with oil in the name of Yahweh. Verse 15. And the prayers of the covenant shall say the sick, and Yahweh shall raise him her up. And if he or she has committed sins, they shall be forgiven them. Verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, permanent prayers of a righteous man or woman prevails much.
I read verse 14. You mean your prayer got to be in, it got to be what kind of way in verse 14?
James 5:14.
Yeah, what's it saying, 14?
If any sick among you, let him or her call for the elder of the congregation of Israel, and let them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of Yahuwah.
In the name of what?
In the name of Yahuwah.
How many letters are that?
Four letters. YHWH.
Read verse 15.
Verse 15?
Yeah.
Verse 15. And the prayers of the covenant shall say the sick, and Yahuwah shall raise them up. And if they have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him or her.
Mm-hmm. But what it says in Numbers 32:23.
Okay. Numbers 32. You say 23?
Yeah. 32:23.
Numbers 32:23. Mm-hmm. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against Yahuwah, and be sure your sins will find you out.
Ain't that something? You mean this Bible telling all this? The Bible is telling us all of this. Why nobody else don't teach like this? Boston don't choose like this. Let's come on back to Enoch. Now let's come on back to Enoch. I'm going to look at verse 6, 7 in the 40 chapter one more time. Listen to this right here one more time. Enoch.
Enoch.
Chapter 40, verse 6 and 7. What does it say?
Enoch, chapter 40, verses 6 and 7. Third voice I heard, pray and intercede for those who lived on the earth, and pray earnestly in the name of Yahuwah of Spirit. Verse 7. Mm-hmm. And I heard the fourth voice. Verse 7 again. And I heard the fourth voice fending off Satan or accuser and forbidding them to come before Yahuwah a spirit to accuse them who dwell on the earth.
41 verse 2.
And there I saw the mansions of the elect and the mansions of the righteous. And my eyes saw all the sinners being driven from there, which denied the name of Yahuwah's spirit, and they were being drug off, and they could not live because of the punishment which proceeded from Yahuwah of spirit.
What is the saying, Mother of Israel? What is the saying?
What is saying? The evil ones, they couldn't be in the presence of Yahuwah.
And they was dragged off for punishment, well, because they didn't have the name right. That's how much trouble you in. The great big mental spirit saying you cannot get your calls in now. It's too late. That's why he tell you in 7 verse 6. My time, I know, but your time is always. So if you die and you got the name right, you will be dragged off in punishment without having the four letters right. YHWH. And there it is by the mouth of Enoch. He said he seen them, trying to get to him, but they couldn't make it. Monday is Israel. We're going to leave it like that. This is tape number 6. Closing statement, you're on the clock, come on.
Yes, I want to read Revelation 22:14. Blessed are they that do his Torah instruction, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates unto the city. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua. Our job is hallelujah to the mothers and everybody. The mothers, teachers, readers. Let me tell you something. We know it's hard, but the series is unlocking the mysteries of the Bible. And now, the mystery of the Bible is this. If you don't have the four letters right, the man ain't going to bite you in the back.
Mm-hmm.
If you bring Malachi 4:1, he's going to heat it up like you heat an oven up. But who going to be in the oven is you. So you tell your loved one, get the name right. If you don't, in 32:23, your sin that's breaking that name, he's going to find you out. Because he's going to say, what name did you call me? You say, what name you call me? Well, I call you Jesus and Yah and Elohim. He said, okay,
yeah.
Good. The mental spirit got something for you. You ain't going to get to me. They can block you from getting to me, to take you in punishment, and the punishment is the lake of fire for not having the name right in the covenant. We're going to leave it like that until we meet at the top of the seventh day. All 6 locations will be open. It's up to you. If you ain't got the name right, if you ain't keeping the covenant, it's either two kinds of people, covenant keepers, and non-covenant keepers. I can't trust you if you keep your covenant. Why should I? You tell me to do anything. Until we meet again tomorrow. Y'all probably be with you all. Mother E, Z, and Mother D of Israel. The mothers out of Camp 1, we all say, y'all probably be with you all. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.